We have loonies and toonies.
I always think about, like, going to, like, I've never been to a strip club, but, like, do you throw coins at the strippers? Or, like, you gotta throw at least $5, right? Because you can't throw coins.
We don't have anything lower.
That's so funny.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want.
The Broadcast.
Broadcast Podcast.
Sam Chang.
I'm here for her takedowns of fools.
Georgia Twist.
I had a moment where I thought that's not his name. I'm going to redo that.
Danielle Huntley.
Fuck you, Sham Doss.
Vanessa Yang.
Jang. Vanessa's entire purpose to make me feel old.
Expert WAG reporter, Mallory.
I don't like to be bamboozled.
Vic actually just got the sweatshirt that says Mock Girl Summer.
And that's one secret I'll never tell. XOXO, Gossip God.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Broadcast. I'm Sam and I am here with Georgia, Danny, and Mal. Vanessa is taking Luna to the vet this week because she's now the oldest person on this podcast, regardless of her biological age. And so we have replaced Vanessa and we have the most amazing episode for you this week because we are joined by the sixth broad, who is a guest that has been at the top of our list ever since we started this show. And she's already our favorite guest. Sorry, Tyler Mott. We have with us the one, the only, and the iconic Michaela Gaudette. How are you doing, Michaela?
I'm doing okay. You know, got a little buzz going on. I'm ready.
Perfect. We all do.
Yeah. It's what holds this show together.
Yes.
Mel's got a low, a big low.
Okay, I need a platform to complain about Formula One. Okay, so basically, Nikita Mazepin, he is going to be a driver for next year, and there is a very large controversy surrounding him, because over the weekend, he filmed and posted a video of him on his Instagram that has like 90,000 followers of him groping a drunk woman in the back seat of his car. This is not like the beginning of like shitty things he's done. He also punched a competitor in the face in GP3 for getting in his way during practice. Also, like the last F2 race, he got like penalized a bunch for dangerous driving. So if you are wondering, nobody cares about women in sports. They just misogyny is rampant. So it's really fun and great, and hopefully he will get fired, but he won't because his daddy's a billionaire. I'll keep you updated on my anger.
So that was our low for the week. High of the week, I mean, other than having Michaela on, is the lawyer that I shouted out last week, who said he was our biggest fanboy, found my call out on Twitter where I said I wanted to be friends and emailed me at work and was really, really lovely. So thank you, Doug, for being our biggest fanboy. We really appreciate it, and happy belated birthday.
So most of you know Michaela as Adam Gaudette's wife, but obviously there's so much more to her. So let's get to know her and kick it off by finding out how you and Adam met, because we love when successful people get together and we want to hear all about it.
Okay, so when I talked to Adam about this podcast, he told me, and I quote, "Say whatever the fuck you want to say." But my friend, so I have a couple stories. Basically, I was talking to this other guy for a really long time, like months, but it was like, we were like dating, but we weren't official, you know? He's kind of like just a fuckboy. And then he did something that really pissed me off. Like, I think it was like he left a party that I was at and all of his friends were at, and like I basically said, like, if you leave right now, never speak to you again. And then he left, and then I just blocked him on everything. And then I go on Tinder, obviously, and I'm just going through, and then I see Adam, we match, he messages me and he says, "Hottie." I respond, "That was not original." And then, I don't know, he must have said something else, but I just remember those first two lines, me saying that was not original. I was also very drunk with one of my best friends at school. So I started Snapchatting him that night, and like, We were doing something so dumb. Oh, that was when, like, the fidget spinners were a thing. I think I was sending him Snapchats, or, like, I put it on my story of me, like, doing it on my nose and, like, just being so stupid. And, like, my friend was like, okay, this guy's, like, never gonna talk to you. Like, he sees your Snapchat now. And then the next day, I sent him my number. I think I just did one of those, like, just sent the number, didn't say anything on Snapchat. I get a text and he says, "We doing this?" question mark. And I was like, "Yeah, we're doing this." And then we start texting, and the next day we're still texting. I don't know what day it was, but basically he was like, "Oh, so like, what are you doing tonight?" And I was like, "I'm going to a bar with my friends, like a local college bar." And like, our colleges are literally right next to each other. So his dorm room looked over my soccer field. And like, him and his friends would just like, I guess, watch us play all the time, which I thought was kind of creepy. But anyway, so we meet that night where it's at a bar called Flann O'Brien's, like right down on Mission Hill, which is where I lived. It's like a group of my friends. I think he brought three of his friends. So he said he was already there. I think there was like eight of us girls. A bunch of them went inside, and then me and my friend Hannah, I won $5 on a scratch off across the street. And like, I was a little bit of a degenerate in college, so I was like, listen, we got to get Black and Milds, like, before we go to the bar. Like, let's trade in this scratch-off ticket for Black and Milds. So we go to the gas station, and, like, all my friends are in there, and he's texting me, like, are you one of those girls? Like, he's like, I'm confused. I don't think I see you. And I was like, I just didn't answer. And I walk in, and, like, he's like, oh, okay. So then I go up to him, and, like, we're talking, buys me a few drinks, and then, like, my guy friends on, like, my college hockey team, they're like, do you know you're talking to Adam Gaudette? Like, he's so good at hockey. And I was like, I've never heard of him before. And I'm like, okay. So we just like, we hit it off instantly. We're talking, literally the last ones at the bar. He walks me home. He stays over that night. We're like sleeping, but he falls asleep. And then I go downstairs and I make a quesadilla because every time I drink, I have to eat. Like, I'm a big eater. And then I remember like me going back into bed and him being like, where'd you go? And then I told him, I was like, I'm really embarrassed. Like, I went to make a quesadilla. And then he was like, oh, well, why didn't you ask me to make a quesadilla with you? We really just like stayed up talking the whole night, and I did not plan on taking him home or anything. I literally remember saying to him, so I didn't shave my legs. He was like, that's okay. And like, nothing major happened that night, just putting that out there. He's not that kind of guy, and he never was. And I was like, wow, that was weird, he didn't try to do anything with me. But anyway, the next day comes, and there was a huge snowstorm, like 8 to 12 inches in Boston. My school's already closed, which doesn't happen. So his school's closed too, but of course there's still hockey practice. And his coach forced him to go to hockey, so he goes to hockey the next morning. He's texting me like, we're hanging out tonight though, right? Like, after hockey, like, I'm coming back over, we're hanging out. And I'm like, yeah, you can come back over, that's fine. So like, he's at hockey, just like, the snow is piling up. Like, at this point, the plows just aren't clearing it up. And then I'm with all my roommates in college. I lived with five other girls. And we're, like, all in the living room. They're like, Michaela, like, he's not going to come. I just want, just, like, don't get your hopes up. He's not going to come. I was like, okay, like, I know, it's fine. We'll just make plans another day. So he gets out of hockey, texts me. All right, I'm calling an Uber right now. Calls an Uber. The Uber can't make it up Mission Hill because the snow is so bad. So this boy gets out of the Uber, walks through a snowstorm for me. I remember him coming in to my house, drenched in snow, shaking off his snow boots, looking at all of us like, oh, I made it. And I just started laughing like, wow, really? This man walked through a snowstorm for me. So we hit it off, like, hang out every single day. And then he's playing that same boy in hockey that weekend. And like, me and my friends were like, we gotta fucking go. Like, we just gotta go. And I'm like, all right, like, we'll still go. Like, we were planning to go anyway, but it was for like our other friends on the other team at that moment. This is like a week later. We end up going. I meet his mom for the first time. Like, his mom just comes up to me. He's like, hi, you're Michaela. Like, nice to meet you. I'm Adam's mom. Hands me his jersey. Put on his jersey.
I just have a quick question.
Yeah.
What's the number of days that you have known this man?
Literally, like...
Before his mom brings you his jersey.
Literally, like, 4 days. 4 days. The, instantly hit it off.
This is incredible.
Like, so we go, me and my friends, I have like 6 friends with me, first game I've ever been to, wearing his jersey, and that other guy will not stop giving me the death stare the entire time. He's on the bench just staring at me. Like, his eyes, like, oh my god. If looks could kill, I'd be 6 feet under. Like, that's what it was. And I literally was just waving and smiling at him. It was the best. Like, I felt so empowered. Like, it was hilarious. And then that same night, Adam had 5 points in the game. And he actually made it to the leaderboard. Like, he was number one on the leaderboard for all NCAA. D1 hockey, and then he never left that whole season. So I think that's because of me.
We did generically send out questions, and somebody did send in a very specific question, which was, have you ever been kicked in the head by Adam Gaudet? So
okay, so we're gonna talk about this now. I think when I was talking, Danny, we were on the phone, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so listen, I'm just saying, like, you might be looking at a superstar right now. I was all over the news in Australia.
Oh my God. You're in the Daily Mail.
But exactly. And, like, everyone was asking to be on podcasts. Like, wait, Kiss 925. You guys know who that is now. It's like a radio host, maybe. I don't know. He's verified and got a lot of followers, so I thought maybe... But he asked to be, if we could be on the radio with him, like all these people for podcasts, everything. Someone messaged me, emailed me a contract asking for the rights for the video. So this is like a big deal. I think I sent you guys that picture of that dress. This is how it went down. So obviously nothing, we put our wedding together in 10 days. Nothing was planned. Like, we had the vendors our wedding lined up that was supposed to be in July, but obviously we knew because of COVID and the bubble, like, we couldn't have a 200-person wedding. So we used those same vendors, like, everything looked beautiful, like, it was great, but, like, all, like, the little stuff was not planned out. Like, the first dance, like, none of that stuff was planned. Nothing was planned, but their best man speeches, like, nothing was planned. So, like, Adam was like, yeah, I'm gonna tell him to put on the Magic Mike dance, and then we're gonna do that dance and everything. I'm like, okay, that'll be hilarious. Like, let's do it. So, kicks me in the face. And honestly, like, I blame one of his friends, Ryan, because that morning, I guess, Ryan was like, my pants are too tight. Like, can we switch Adam? So Adam got the tight pants, even though it was his wedding day. I'm like, at first, it was kind of like, I feel like it didn't hurt that much when it happened. Like, I kind of was like, wow, what the fuck just happened? Like, oh my god, that really just happened. Like, let's just play it off cool. And then my face started, like, burning, and I was, like, mostly just so embarrassed. Like, this is my wedding night. Like, everything's supposed to go perfect. Like, what the fuck? Like, this is awful. So then I run inside, because it was at my house. Like, it was a really small wedding. I think there was like 50 people, and it was like all friends, fam, like close friends, best friends, and like our family. Run into the house, up in my room. I'm like, oh my god, what am I gonna do? Like, I'm so sad. And then I had this dress on, which wasn't my original dress. Like, this was like very inexpensive. It was expensive, but like not for a wedding dress. Like, it was about like $150 to $200. I bought like 4 of them because I was just trying on random stuff. So we're in the room, and I'm like, I look so ugly right now, like, kicked me in the face, and he's crying, too, like, he's in tears, like, oh my god, what did I do? Like, I ruined our wedding night. He's all upset and everything. He's like, oh my god, what am I gonna do? What do I do? And I'm like, I don't know. We're just yelling at each other for, like, 15 minutes. And then I'm like, I need to change, I need to change. And then I'm putting on all these other dresses that, like, I bought. And, like, this was after, like, drinking and eating. So, like, one of the dresses that looked really good when I wasn't full of food and booze, it was, like, too tight. And I was like, I can't wear this. Like, I'm too fat. Blah, blah. So I put on the original one again. And I'm like, Adam, like, make it into a short dress for me so, like, it doesn't drag on the ground. So he takes his pocket knife and starts to, like, cut it. And then, like, it just looked awful, and it was, like, cut diagonal and all this stuff, and I was like, oh, God, like, I can't wear this. Like, this is not going to work out. So I just put on, like, a t-shirt and leggings, and that's what I wore for the rest of the night. So, yeah, that's why the wedding dress is completely ripped, but we plan on framing it and putting it in our house one day, whenever we get a house.
Honestly, it was very Carly Kloss Met Ball 2016, the cutting of the dress.
Oh, wait. Hubby just texted me. Need wine? Question mark. No, I'm good. Okay. So when that Kig video came out, like, I've actually really, like, I had post-concussion syndrome. Like, pretty, it got better because I've been doing less with my life. But, like, I used to struggle with it a lot. But, like, this is my worst concussion. I was a goalkeeper, and I got kicked in the face. So everyone said you should Photoshop your face and say that, like, that's from hell.
That's incredible that you were a soccer player growing up and in college. Shout out to all the soccer players out there. What position did you play?
I was a goalkeeper, like, played at a very high level. Pretty much everyone at my school or at my on my travel team went D1, and I didn't. I was recruited by, like, some D1 schools, but, like, they'd be like, you need to get your SAT scores up, and I'd be like, all right, I just can't. So I went to Wentworth, visited with my dad, absolutely loved it. I'm like, we're one of the few schools where, like, our soccer field was literally in the middle of the city, and it was, like, our field. Like, even the Northeastern girls soccer team or, like, boys soccer team didn't have a field in their D1. So I was like, this is amazing. Like, I know I'm going to start every game. I'm going to play every game. And, like, I'm going to have so much fun. And then they were like, okay, what do you want to do? So I looked at all the programs. And at first, I was going to do construction management because my dad's best friend, he, like, owned a big company in the city and, like, could get me a job right away. So I'm still in high school, and I go visit the CM site, and it's, like, all these old guy, white guys living in a trailer, like, with these work boots on, and I'm just like, oh my God, like, I can't do this. This is just not me. Like, I can't do this. So then I'm like, all right, let's look into other options. And they're like, all right, well, there's a bunch of engineering, and I basically just decided to pick the hardest thing for myself because I knew I could do it, and that was the reason why I did it.
Icon.
I literally was like, I want to be challenged. I'm going to pick the hardest thing. So I did. And that was it.
Hell yeah. That's really amazing.
Yeah. There's, like, business and stuff. And, like, Wentworth is not a business school, but, like, easy A's. Could have done that. But I just was like, nah, I'm going to do engineering and blow my brains out while I do it. It was definitely difficult, but it's one of those things where, like, while I was going through it, while I was slammed with work and trying to, like, focus on soccer at the same time and, like, have a social life, I was like, this sucks. This is really hard. But then, like, at the end of the semester, at the end of the year, I'd be like, eh, that wasn't too bad. It's like, after it's done, you're like, yeah, it was fine. Like, I did it. It was fine. You know what I mean?
It's like the same thing with, yeah, like, I don't know, like, childbirth and running a marathon.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you forget, like how much it sucked.
Exactly. It's like, why?
I've done neither, but.
Same.
I'm in my.
From what I hear.
I'm in my final year of grad school, and I'm at that point in the semester where I'm just like, power through, man. Yeah. Power through. You just have to make it.
Do it.
Yeah. Pull the all-nighters, and then you can kind of, like, mm-hmm, chill over Christmas and have an extended break. But you just have to, like, right through. So I feel you on that one.
Did it all. Yep.
Yeah.
We saw you guys build the computer, or you build the computer, really, for Adam.
He loves to be like, Michaela quit. She stopped, but this is why I quit. Okay, listen. So we take the full day to build this computer for him. It was like an early birthday gift. And he also lied to me about how much it cost because it was just way too much. mostly it was like me, brains of the operation. I'd be like, okay, Adam, like you do this, like put this part together, put this part together. Like I was telling him where to, what to do. We worked on it for like hours and I was like, okay, my brain's fried. Like I'm going to bed. Like it was like 10 o'clock. He's like, okay, well, I'm not giving up. Like I'm going to still work on it. And like everything was put together. Everything was in place. And I was like, I don't know why it's not working. Like I'm going to go over it tomorrow and I'll figure out like the problem. So like I'm in bed watching TV. He busts into my room like 2 hours later. He's like, I did it. I did it. I did it. And I'm just like, okay, like what was wrong? He goes, I didn't put the on button to the case on, so the fans weren't working. He literally didn't flip a switch, the on button for the case for the fans to work. That's why they weren't working. So yeah, he likes to say I quit, but I just was like over it. And I was like, I'll figure it out tomorrow. But yeah. So he finished it by flipping the on button on.
A step he missed. So there you go.
Yeah.
And do you game yourself at all?
I try. He's actually been gaming with PD a lot. And like, I thought it would be really funny if, because they, before, I think yesterday or last night, they never played together. So I was like, we need to make a video where, like, I'm actually playing, but you're talking to him, so he thinks you suck. And, like, you guys, I don't know if you know PD's personality very well, but, like, he's very, like, he wouldn't just say to you, like, bro, you suck. He'd be like, oh, okay, gods, next, or, like, something, you know what I mean? Like, he wouldn't straight out just be, like, mean to you. So, like, I was like, it'd be so funny if I played and, like, we would see his reaction. Because I'm awful. But they already played together last night, so didn't work out that way. So I try, but I'm not very good. I'm working on it, though.
What do you think about Petey's Hype Beast summer? Well, I guess it's fall, technically.
What's that? I don't. What is
that? You
know
what Hype Beast are? I didn't know what Hype Beast was either. I got taught this by the youths. He's all the like, youths?
You're 26 that,
like,
years old,
Drake or something. Like, what
I didn't know what Hype Beast was. I had to get younger people to explain it to me.
I don't know what Hype Beast is either.
Mallory, explain what Hype Beast is.
What is?
I'm not that much younger than you.
Oh my god, I'm not online.
Yes, you are. Izzy changes your Twitter password and then you find another way to get online.
That's true.
Okay. We're just on hiatus except from the podcast account.
I love when the Arsenal tweets come flowing through the broadcast account.
Oh my god.
My favorite.
Explain what Hype Beast is.
Anyway, it's Hype literally Beast. Just like people who like are very like sneakerheads and like very into like off-white and like various, I don't know, in like stuff like that. Like all of like the fashion stuff, it's like kind of ugly and also like you can tell is very overpriced.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would describe a Hypebeast as. It's like they like always are like buying things and you're like, that shouldn't have cost $500.
I'm like a wannabe Hypebeast. Like I love stuff like that, but like I can't buy it all the time. It's like if I see a good deal, I'm like, yeah, snag them, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So, like,
I kind of think that, like, sometime in the future, like, I might, like, have a mental breakdown and become a sneakerhead, but, like, I don't know.
I think
I see it as a possibility.
Join me.
I love sneakers. I'll show you my sneaker collection if you want, like, half of it.
Daddy's so excited.
We carried the Yeezys, and I got new Givenchy sneakers, and I actually got Adam a pair for his birthday, and I think he posted a picture and tagged Petey and said, Mick got me these so I could be like you. But my friend works at Saks, so we got a discount on the Givenchy sneakers. Just putting that out there.
All about the deals.
Yeah, so, but Yeezys are my favorite. Like, I live in them. They're just so comfortable, and I also, Yeezys are the reason why I got Stella, actually, because in college, I was super into, like, waiting on, like, the Yeezy.com, whatever, for them to drop. Because it was, like, that's how they used to do it. It's, like, you waited online, and if you got in, you could buy them. So I'd put, like, four different devices on the Yeezy website and see, like, what would connect through. So I got the zebra ones, which are super ugly, in my opinion. I got the Zebra ones, and this is when they were like the first drop ever. So they were super limited, and like I thought they were so ugly, but I was like, I'm just gonna get them and flip them. My friend, who's like a sneakerhead back where I live, he was like, oh, I can sell them for you. He sold them for $1,500 US dollars. I bought them for $220, and then I used that money and I used $400 on Stella. She was a cheap dog.
Oh, that's cute.
That's the reason why I got Stella, was because I flipped Yeezys. Because I was broke in college, obviously. Yeah.
That's amazing. Smart. We were also going to ask you about Zeus.
Oh my god, he is... He's just not totally there. Like, he runs into a lot of stuff. One of his eyes, like, they get stuck all the time. And then he tries to hit it. So, like, it gets, like, back in place. And, like, he used to always poop with his leg up. Like, you know how they pee with their leg up? Like, he would put his leg up, and that's how he'd poop.
Oh.
He's gotten better now. He's been a little better now. But, yeah, he's the funniest dog. Like, the most character ever. He's just hilarious. Aww. Everything he does. I'm trying to think of other things he does. It's just... He's so funny.
Which dog ran in the Canucks dog race? Was it Zeus or Stella?
Zeus. Stella would, she's very, like, calm, quiet, like, sleeps all the time and just, like, doesn't do anything. Very, like, independent, like, just wants to do her own thing. But, like, Zeus is, like, very out there and, like, chaotic and just crazy.
Oh.
Stella is, like, the perfect, so I got her in college. And, like, she's literally, like, a frat dog. She loves booze, loves smoke, any kind of smoke. Like, when my friends vape and stuff, she just, like, goes at their face and, like, gnaws at it. Oh, when there's fire smoke, like, she goes by the fire and just eats the smoke. Because she thinks it's, like, whatever we did in college. And, like, if a beer is on the ground, she knocks it over and drinks it. I'm like, oh, my God. This dog.
The party animal.
Sleeps till noon, won't get up for anything, just sleeps till noon. Like, she is literally a frat dog. Like, so easygoing and, like, low maintenance. It's the best.
The video that you retweeted of the dog race, of Zeus running around and you chasing after him.
Oh my god, that's the best video.
Was actually my video.
Wait, really? Amazing. I remember finding that video and being like, wow, this is phenomenal. I posted it on Instagram on like a post. That's so funny. I didn't know that.
Earlier this week, yeah. Georgia posted some picture, and it was a picture that Sam took as well.
Yeah, that Sam is like some photojournalist over here, just at every game.
Getty images.
He didn't even know. So yeah, I took that photo.
Yeah, Zeus is bananas though. Like,
so you're saying that you're not shocked that he lost the Canucks dog race?
Honestly, I thought he was going to win, but this is a little cheat, okay, that the other girls did that I didn't do. Because I don't think the dogs could really see you from that far away, like who you were. Mm-hmm. So some of them went up to the dogs before the race to, like, let them know, like, oh, okay, like, I'm right here, like, come find me. I didn't do that. I think if I did that, he would have sprinted right to me.
Mm,
so fast. For next year, whenever there's going to be another one, I'm going to make sure to go say hi to him.
That's your plan.
His dog buzzes. He is insane. Like, just runs in circles and circles and circles. It's like his body's tired, but his mind isn't. Like, he'll run for literally an hour and then lay down in the corner and, like, be panting. And then if you squeak a toy, he'll jump up and sprint at you. Like, it doesn't matter how tired he is.
Al, it sounds like he has ADHD, just like us.
No, that's definitely it.
Not kidding. One thing we did want to talk to you about is because you were quite supportive of our Mock Girl Summer shirts. So we did want to talk to you about your involvement in that, but also your own personal mental health stuff. I don't know how to ask this question.
No, it's fine.
Are you also mentally ill? Like,
very, extremely.
Hey.
Probably with more things that I've been diagnosed with that I don't know about.
Yeah, that's
Adam does say I have and personality. So, like, you know, it's probably part of it. But anyway, so my senior year is when I first, like, started developing anxiety. And, like, I never had it before. So, like, I didn't know what it was. I was just like, why do I feel this way all the time but nothing's wrong? Like, that's the best way I could put it. Like, nothing in my life was going wrong, but I just was feeling anxious. And I was like, what's going on? And my senior year, I was like, I've never dealt with this stuff or anything. And I, like, didn't know what was wrong. Like, you know, I had a pretty great life, but I think part of the reason why I was so anxious and, like, just, like, couldn't control it was because all of, like, my stuff was everywhere and I wasn't settled in one place. And I think that's, like, what the issue was at that time. I kind of just kept dealing with those issues. Like, at that time, I moved out of my apartment in Boston. I was working at a hospital in New Jersey for my internship. So I was living with my cousins in New Jersey and working at the hospital. Still had stuff in Boston. Adam was in between Utica and Vancouver. So, like, all my stuff was, like, in Vancouver, Utica, New York, New Jersey, my home in New York, and Boston. So I just, like, wasn't settled. I was just, like, on the move all the time and, like, didn't feel like I had really a support system at that time because I was just, like, everywhere. I wasn't with my friends. And then I kind of just ignored it and, like, I dealt with it for, I think, just a semester. I think that summer is when I, like, started seeking help because, like, those feelings weren't going away. And then they, like, diagnosed me with, like, mild depression when I actually tried to move out to Vancouver for the first time. I also think that had to do with loneliness. And then I tried, like, drugs that they prescribed me, and it just, like, wasn't working for me at that time. So then I was like, okay, I'm just going to, like, stick with the Ativan. And, like, I'm still prescribed Ativan. And, like, when I have those anxiety attacks and, like, I am just, like, freaking out, that's when I take that. And it's just, like, a good kind of help, you know? And, like, not to, like, be down on drugs or anything. Like, if that works for you, that works for you. But, like, those depression meds just weren't for me. And, like, I just felt very, like, numb and, like, emotionless. Like, I couldn't cry, but I couldn't really be happy. Do you know what I mean? So I stuck with the anxiety meds, and, like, I've still been using them. And I think the toughest, like, lowest part for me was actually moving out to Vancouver. It's like, I didn't have anyone. I didn't have my friends. I didn't have my family. Like, Adam would be on the road for 2 weeks. I just was very lonely. And, like, I had the girls on the team and stuff, but, like, I was new. So, like, I didn't want to bother them or anything. They have all their kids and stuff. So, like, I just didn't feel comfortable. And, like, I pretty much was just, like, in a very low spot. And then at the same time, I actually tried to get a work permit, but Canada, with their work permits, they limit you to a lot. Like, I couldn't work in, like, a hospital, can't work in education, and can't work in childcare. With my degree, that really limited me. And I was just like, what do I do? Like, at that point, I just felt very useless. And, like, I went from being, when I was in college, I was, like, a complete workhorse. Like, I was still modeling. I was modeling throughout the year. I was modeling over the summers, working. I also was obviously doing my engineering degree. I was on the soccer team full time. So, like, I went from being such a workhorse and so busy all the time and, like, having such high expectations of myself to doing absolutely nothing really, like, broke me down inside. And, like, I just felt useless. But now I've gotten much better, and, like, I realized I'm only 23. Like, there's plenty of stuff I could do with my life. Like, I should enjoy this time now. Even though I don't know what I'm doing, I should just enjoy it. And especially when the pandemic hit, I was like, all right, why am I going to stress about a job? Like, financially, we're secure. And, like, a lot of people are out of jobs. Like, I'm not going to go freaking out and, like, worrying about what I'm going to do next when, like, other people are in the same situation. And I just should enjoy the time, like, I have with Adam and my family and everything else. So yeah, that's my story about my mental health. But I've been definitely more positive and more like accepting, like, okay.
How has the pandemic been for you guys together?
I'm sorry, the pandemic's been very hard on a lot of people, but in a lot of ways, it's helped me just realize, like, okay, we're like, the time has stopped. Like, Adam's going to be home. We're going to be spending time together all the time. Like, we don't need to be worrying about, like, life. Like, we got time with each other. Because during the season, it's just, it's insane. Like, they're gone for 2 weeks. And then when they're home, they get, like, 1 or 2 days off over the 2 weeks. And they're gone again. And, like, those 2 days, it's, we would never do anything because he was just so beat up and tired all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know. I'm just still trying. You know, maybe I'll become a TikTok star.
You guys are, like, fast becoming the social media darlings of the Vancouver Canucks.
Yeah, like,
skyrocketed.
It is funny because, like, all the videos that have been getting a lot of likes are, like, ones we didn't try hard for. You know what I mean? Like, they just happened.
Yeah, just naturals.
They're just naturals, yeah. So, I don't know. That's, I think, my biggest issue with my mental health. And I've definitely become better with it and just, like, coping with it. But right now, I have a lot of anxiety with the season coming up. Just because of the whole Canada thing. Like, if we were on a team in the States, then I wouldn't feel as, like, worrisome and, like, couldn't sleep at night. But, like, the last few nights, I've been just, like, crazy thinking about all these scenarios, what could go wrong, like, what if I fly out there and then I'm like stuck and they do bubbles or something and he's gone for weeks at a time, but I can't fly to home to see my family because then I have to go back and quarantine. Mm-hmm. And then I can't quarantine in the same place as him because he has to do hockey stuff. Like, it's just very hard, you know.
Was the Edmonton bubble weird for you?
Yes, because we got married 6 days before.
Yeah.
And we didn't know. Like, they didn't really tell us when that was going to happen. They basically said, pack your bags, you're leaving in 3 days.
Mm.
Like, we had a sense that it was coming up eventually. Like, they'd have to go back, but we didn't know if it was a week or a month. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, wow. It kind of sucked because we were at a very high point in our relationship. Like, probably the happiest.
Your honeymoon. Like, yeah, literally, like, we were your honeymoon. Just, like,
so, like, obsessed and happy and just like, oh my God, that was the best day ever. Like, you know what I mean? And then it was like, fuck, he's leaving.
For Edmonton.
Yeah.
The worst place.
I think it probably was worse on him, though.
Yeah. Because,
like, I still had my friends and my family. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I could still go outside.
We're trapped in a hotel, forced to play hockey. I think that's, at a certain point, I think we talked about this, but it got really concerning. I think, was it Stephen Johns? Is that his name? I don't remember his name. That guy from Dallas.
Yeah, Stephen Johns.
He was talking about how, like, his girlfriend was his emotional support system during his mental health issues.
Yeah.
And suddenly, he didn't have his support system. And they're in this space where, like, they can't really go outside. Like, they have this pathetic basketball court and that's about it. Like, that's not okay. And I know there's all these people yelling about, like, oh, they're making money and blah, blah, blah. But, like,
it was traumatic.
I don't care. Like, that is not fun for anyone. I couldn't imagine, like, I'm in my apartment having, you know, like, this isn't fun. But being in that environment,
you can go on a walk. You know what I mean?
Like, exactly.
You can get fresh air. He told me that when they moved hotels, he didn't see sunlight or go outside for 2 weeks straight.
Yeah, that's...
Because the hotel they switched to had an underground tunnel right to the rink. So he just went from the rink back to the hotel, from the rink back to the hotel.
Oh, God. That is crazy. Like,
I think it was pretty traumatic. Like, he told me he's never experienced anxiety until when he was in the bubble, and he said, now I know what you feel like. And, like, that's awful. Like, I finally realized, like, how you've been feeling. I don't know. Like, I don't want to compare it to, like, other people's traumatic stuff, but, like, you can't downplay other things. Do you know what I mean? I think that's, like, another issue I had with my mental health was that, like, I have such a great life. Why am I feeling like this? Like, you can't say that to yourself. I always felt guilty.
Yeah.
I always felt guilty, like, nothing, like, I don't have a lot of struggles in my life. Like, I shouldn't be feeling like this. Like, I'd feel guilty. And, like, I don't think that's fair. Mm-hmm. I know other people are going through worse and that, but, like, you, just because other people are going through worse, you should not downplay your own feelings.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Your feelings are just as valid as anyone else's.
Yeah. And
that's,
I think
that's what I would say for the bubble and, like, how they're feeling in the bubble.
Yeah. And whenever people are like, oh, well, they're getting paid a lot, like, your mental health, like, you can't put a price on it. And it's not a competition about, like, who has it worse. Mm-hmm. And it just, it never makes sense to me when people say that and, like, don't have any, like, empathy for other people's. Yeah.
Well, it also, it felt so weird because a lot of people are like, well, we need them to play because it's making me feel better because I'm stuck in my house. So, like, let's put the, like, zoo animals essentially, like, out.
So fucking,
like,
gladiatorial and gross.
So creepy. It was like the Hunger Games almost.
It was fucking weird.
This is exactly what it was. And I said this to Adam. It was like Space Jam when Michael Jordan, when they wanted him to go.
Yes.
To whatever planet to be.
Yeah.
You know, the star of whatever, and tourists could come and pay to watch Michael Jordan play. Like, yeah. That's how it was. That's what I compared it to. It was like, you're in Space Jam.
It felt creepy watching it, actually. Yeah. Like, it really did. And then especially after that whole documentary about the pain medication and the Toradol stuff, I was like, I actually can't watch this anymore. Like,
you're like, where are my ethics? I don't know.
Ooh. It was like, because there's a lot of stuff that goes on in sport that you're like, okay, I can just, like, brush that under the rug. Mm-hmm. Because, like, whatever, but it got to the point where I was like, I can't do this anymore, especially with knowing the fact that I think it was The Athletic did this whole, like, inside the bubble, they had anonymous players or whatever, and the players were like, it fucking sucks here.
The worst.
I can't do this anymore. Like, it's so creepy. I don't like this. Ugh.
And I don't care if you put this out there because I feel very strongly about it. The worst part was when the players agreed to the bubble, they told us all that your families can join you for the conference finals and the Stanley Cup finals.
Yeah.
Come around to when those came up, they were like, okay, well, the best part was, do you know what they said? They said, if you want to come, you have to go by private charter. I'm sorry, but who can afford
what the fuck?
A private charter?
The NHL is a clown show.
Like, it,
clown, okay, league.
Your family's welcome to come, but we're going to put all these restrictions in.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, I heard that for the teams that made it, actually the U.S. people, they actually couldn't go because the Canadian government said, sorry. So, like, for us, it was different because since they're a Canadian team, it was like, okay, they have work permits. If you're a wife or, like, you have children, like, you're allowed to go. But you would still have to do A, B, C, and D, like, private charter, quarantine for 2 weeks,
take
10 tests. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, they made it impossible for those people who were allowed in Canada. But then the other people who weren't even allowed in Canada, I don't think they could even go, even though the NHL said before they agreed to the bubble, like, your families can join you, which is just totally unfair. Like, that was my issue. And then whatever his name is said, women are a distraction, or that just,
oh, Mike Mulberry.
Yeah. Like, I was like, really? Yeah. I'm sorry, but half of, or majority of these guys, like, we are
the distraction of not hating your wife.
Yeah, like, no, we're not distractions. Like, I'm sorry, but most of the wives of NHL players do everything except wipe their asses. Like, that's pretty much, like, how I put it. We do everything for them except for the bare minimum. So I don't think we're distractions. I think we help them a lot.
Yeah.
The bubble really pissed me off, to say the least.
How are you feeling heading into this upcoming season?
the issue with my anxiety right now is just like, I'm going to have to say goodbye to my best friends and like my family because I don't know when I'll see them again. Like, I just don't know. Like, if I'm going to go out to Vancouver, like, they can't go there, which also sucks because even though we have work permits and stuff, we're not considered permanent residents. So our immediate family can't go to Canada, which is just like, I should be considered a permanent resident if I'm there 8 out of 12 months. You know what I mean? Like, I should be able to see my parents. That's a difficult thing. Like, if they're there for 2 weeks, like, during their quarantine, if they get tested, like, I should be able to see them, but I just can't. And, like, that's very tough for me because I'm very close to my parents, so.
We're also, like, we're really strict on our COVID regulations here, so I don't know if you heard this, but they just did this thing where, like, Christmas is basically next year.
What do you mean?
So, if you can't go to gatherings if you are in a household. So like I live with my boyfriend. So we are a household. We cannot go see our parents for Christmas. Oh, wow. We are isolated by ourselves. If you live by yourself, you can link up with another bubble. So like Danny can link up to whoever she wants. But like Sam and I are in our bubble because the numbers are starting to go up again and they're really strict about it here. So that's like, ooh, a fun time. I had to phone my mom and be like, hey, so not coming home for Christmas, even though you live 20 minutes away.
Yeah, that sucks. Sorry. In New York, it's 10 people or less. So like there's 6 of us in my family. Mm-hmm. And then Adam and his parents, which makes 9. And then my grandma. We're able to do Thanksgiving together, but like, we don't touch each other, basically.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We, like, try to keep our distance. And actually, my aunt right now, she's on a ventilator in the hospital. So, like, my family, very, like,
wow,
go anywhere, like, everyone be safe. So,
yeah,
it's kind of, like, a wake-up call, especially for, like, my family members that are one of those Republican people who are just very like live free, you know? So like now they have a wake up call because situation she's in. So it's
But I'm sending Georgia a bunch of screenshots of my cousin who doesn't believe in germ theory. She's like doesn't think germs are real.
Oh my God. I can't.
We had the vaccine though. They vaccinated the first person today in the
UK. I saw that, but I don't think we're going to get it until a very long time.
Justin Trudeau said we're supposed to have 250 doses or something by the end of the year. Who knows?
I think the states are going to have it by the summer.
I hope. Yeah, I think the UK one is the one where it has to be at minus 70 degrees.
What's that? What
do you mean? Like it has to be at minus 70 degrees Celsius to be used. So it's really
like hard to transport.
Like insanely cold. Insanely cold. That's
another issue I have in Canada. When I go to the grocery store and everything's in grams and not pounds, and I'm like, I don't know what that means. And then when I go pay and I'm like, and it's like 86.25 or like 86.34, and I'm like, okay, I literally go to the cashier and I go, I have all these change. I don't know what things. Like, can you take it from me? Like, that's the worst because I don't know the different coins and everything.
That's fair.
Or the fact that you guys don't have dollar bills. Like,
yeah. We have loonies and toonies.
I always think about like going to like, I've never been to a strip club, but like, do you throw coins at the strippers? Or like, you got to throw at least $5, right? Because you can't throw. Yeah.
We don't have anything lower.
That's so funny. That's
I actually wonder how many injuries have been caused at strip clubs from like coin related slipping on the floor on a loonie or something. I'm sure.
My bachelorette party my bachelorette party was supposed to be the day after the league got shut down. So literally the girls were like, listen, like, as much as we can like go and do it, it's just like not a good idea because we would look really bad. And this is when we didn't know how serious COVID was. Like, this was March like 20th, or, you know, we just didn't know how serious it was. And I was like, oh my God, guys, come on. Like, we don't know what it is. Like, let's just go out. And they were like, listen, we can't do it. It just would not look good. And I was like, yeah, you're right. And then season never resumed until the bubble. So I guess they were right. But I wanted to go to a strip club, and because I've never been. And yeah, that's when they told me, like, you can't throw coins at them. $5 bills.
I only know of, like, I think, is Brandy still open, Sam, in Vancouver? That's the only strip club.
What's the
of
Vancouver one that has the, that somebody posted a picture that was David Duchovny, you're still banned?
Number five, Orange.
Number five.
Thank you for sharing your mental health story with us. It's something that we take really seriously on our podcast. And it's, I think it means a lot to our listeners to hear our stories and our guests' stories.
So we're going to pivot into our rapid fire questions. And I actually have to like hang up because I'm late for my hair appointment.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Sam has to go.
I'm going to ask you my one rapid fire question, which is, I need to know which broad you got on the broadcast quiz.
You.
She's so happy about that.
I was like, I was like, I wanted Sam to call me because I got her. Like, we're supposedly the same. I think Danny was like, yeah, I see that a lot. I was like,
I do.
Yeah. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Like, let me know now. Is it because we're both out?
No, it's, well,
it's Sam leaving this to go get her hair done is the most, the epitome of Sam.
That would be me. That would be me.
All right. So we have favorite restaurant in Vancouver, which clearly matters a lot to me because I don't live there.
So, like, I don't know if I'm going to get hate for this because I don't think I've ever actually ate inside. So like Adam and I are very big DoorDash people, but we always get Joey's. Is that like a good restaurant?
Yes,
or is that,
I love Joey's.
Okay. That is our go-to. I always get the sliders.
Yes, they're so good.
Yeah.
They just built a new one like near me.
We have a cameo. We have a cameo right now.
You already drank all this? Oh.
Well, you were supposed to come down and pour it for me.
Well, I was texting you. Why didn't you respond? I didn't know if you were done or not.
I'm busy. Okay, bye. Okay. Next question.
What's something people don't know about you?
Why are you laughing? You're so annoying.
Adam, go away.
You don't know about me.
You are not a guest on this podcast. Leave.
What? No, people, they know I'm a biomed major. Oh, yeah, that's my engineering disciplinary is biomed. But okay. I think people are. Oh, actually, I was also a business minor. That's something people don't know.
Yeah.
You're a big golf enthusiast.
And I like golf.
Like watching golf or playing golf?
Playing. I used to be really, I would never watch golf. I mean, I try, but not, it's boring.
Fair.
Okay, next question.
What's your favorite workout routine or exercise activity?
It only matters to Danny, the only person who works out.
So, it's actually really funny because my entire life, I grew up playing literally 3 to 4 sports every year. And like my parents put me in every single sport. Like I played lacrosse, basketball, softball, soccer, pretty much everything. Like I never liked going to the gym, and when my soccer team in college had lifts, like they'd always make fun of me because like I was so bad at lifting and just hated working out. Like off season I do nothing. I do yoga actually. When I moved to Vancouver, I was like strictly into like workout classes like Pilates and yoga because that's all I knew. And then recently during the pandemic, I've been doing all of Adam's workouts and now I love them. So I do, so I do all of his workouts, but obviously with lower weights.
Mm.
And yeah, that's pretty much my routine. I do what he does.
What is your favorite vacation destination?
I want to go to Bora Bora so bad. But we've been to Greece, which was unbelievable. Ooh. So much fun. Amazing food. So for our honeymoon, we really want to go to Bora Bora. But I don't know when that's going to happen.
God, go follow.
We'll absolutely edit that out.
You're banned. Yes. You're banned from
no free clout.
No free clout.
Always running back upstairs.
Is Bora Bora the one where they have like the huts on the water?
Yes, that's what I want to do so bad.
Oh, I want that so bad.
Because yes, especially because we had this small wedding, like we saved like so much money. So I was like, all right, we're splurging for the honeymoon. Like, I don't care. We're just going all out. Like, we're going to go for 2 full weeks and just be by ourselves on an island.
That's what I do. I would just elope and then use all the money.
Oh my God.
A holiday. Like,
our wedding.
Sorry.
Even though I got kicked in the face and Adam put a knife to my dress, it was unbelievable. Like, best night of my life. Absolute best night of my life. Like, I don't know. You know, like, raver's depression? Is that when they, like, take a bunch of drugs and, like, they're raving?
Yeah, I think that's just, like, ecstasy come down.
Yeah, that's ecstasy fall down.
Okay, but, like, that's what I had. Like, I was depressed for, like, 2 days because I was, like, oh, actually, the next day, we went to sleep at 8 the next morning, and then we woke up at like 11, and it was Father's Day, so like we're having like a barbecue by my pool, and like I literally had like one White Claw, and I was like wasted again from like still like not having a full night's sleep and just like being drunk, and I literally had half of a White Claw and just was like wasted. And then so I wasn't like depressed that day, but then the next one I was just like, oh my God, like it's all over, like what are we gonna do?
Bora Bora, that's eventually
Bora, but not now.
I think Bora Bora is also where Kim Kardashian lost her earring in the water.
It is.
I'm gonna
Kim, there are people that are dying.
Yes, I'm gonna find it.
Yeah, we'll find, go and find the diamond.
So funny.
Okay, other than apparently soccer, golf, and then I guess watching hockey, what are your like other favorite sports?
I don't know if I really have any.
Or do you have teams that you cheer for in not hockey?
I was gonna actually point this out. I think like marrying Adam made me like hockey less. Like as sad as that is. No.
It's kind of sad.
It's sad because like I grew up as a Rangers fan, so, like, I'd go to, like, 1 to 2 games every year. My dad owned a pub in New York City, and, like, he'd get free tickets, like, every once in a while, so we'd go to the games. So I was so excited, and, like, that was, like, awesome, and, like, the whole time I was just, like, at a high, and, like, this is the best night ever, blah, blah, but, like, now I have to go to a game, like, 3 times
all
a
week, time.
And it's just, like, it just got boring. I was like, oh my God, like it's not fun. So like basically my thing is like I go to the spouse's lounge and I get free dinner and like a couple of drinks, and then I go home after the second period.
I
should get very into Formula One. I'm on a mission. I'm proselytizing, which is that I just was really bored in April and watched the Netflix series on Formula One and have become very, very committed to it.
Okay, I did not.
So, it's a Netflix series. It's called Drive to Survive, but basically, cars going fast is fun. And I've learned this in the past 6 months and have forced everyone I know.
This is one of Mal's ADHD, like, obsessions.
This is really true.
Yeah. No, but the thing about not liking it is true. My boyfriend's, like, massive baseball fan. Huge fan growing up, and then became a sports journalist and had to cover baseball. And now, like, it gets ruined.
Yeah. No, that's exactly how I, like, it's still fun, but it's, like, one of those things where I feel like, I don't know, I feel like a degenerate if I'm drinking a bunch like 3 times a week, you know what I mean? So like I try to like have like one glass of wine during the week, and then like Saturdays is when I like drink. Then I just like shotgun beers in the spouse's lounge. Oh my God, funniest thing. So
that's amazing.
When I first like got on the team, like all the older girls like realized, I think, I don't remember when it was, but like I think I just shotgunned a beer there, and they thought it was the coolest thing ever. Like, the older girls, like Mikayla Erickson and like Amanda Edler's wife, like they were like, this is great, like do it again, like do it again. So I would just like, I just kept shotgunning and like that became my thing. And then so like whenever their Swedish friends come into town, they're like, oh Mikayla, they want to shotgun with you, like shotgun. So I think there's like a video and my dad was in town and it's like my dad, me, like all the Swedes, like we're all shotgunning together. And then,
oh my god,
my dad wins and like finishes before all of us.
That's so
and then
funny.
My mom was just in the corner like, oh my god, you guys are so embarrassing, like stop. That's not ladylike, that's so unclassy. Like so yeah,
I was watching, do you know about the show Hockey Wives that they did? They did like,
oh my god, it's so funny.
Essentially,
it's
like
the funniest show of all time. It's
like,
so
I think
bad.
I belong on it.
You do. But they were talking about
the star.
But they were
listen,
talking.
I'm born for reality TV. Like
they were talking to the Anaheim Ducks wives, and they weren't allowed alcohol in the wives' room, which I thought was scandalous. I'm like, how do you get through?
We get
32 or 40 games.
We get wine and beer. We don't get hard stuff, which kind of sucks. But like,
smuggling,
understandable.
Be a true degenerate.
I used to do this like back in the day. I used to like put the like mini bottles. I would put them underneath my boobs.
Oh, the nips, dude. So
yeah. Instead of a flask, because like if you don't have like a like metal detector, they don't go on the metal. Like a flask would do the metal. So that's you just put it in your bra. Mm-hmm.
So in college, me and my friend went to a Sox game. You know those like go-go squeezes, like the applesauce that are plastic? We just like emptied and washed them out and like filled them with vodka. And then I put them in my bra and then we just got
that just seems there. Like also the like Always Sunny like sunscreen situation. That's just what it's making me think of.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
We used to just put vodka in water bottles. We were lame.
We used to, like, when
it's
we
just
go
water.
On, like, mm-hmm. for school, we would do the shampoo bottles.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I ever actually answered your question.
It's fine.
I don't remember what
anything.
The question was.
It was
gin,
about
the
what
gin
sport
has really
I like, right?
Okay.
What sport?
The newest question is pineapple on pizza good?
Never had it, never fucking will.
Okay, well.
But.
You're wrong.
No. Okay.
Well, also, you're from
like,
New York, so obviously you can't like even try to slander this.
Yeah, I tweeted something recently, and I thought a bunch of like Canucks Twitter was going to come after me, like come with like fire burning torches or something. But I was
that
just
sounds
saying,
like
well,
Canucks
like,
Twitter.
Everyone on there is insane. They are insane.
I can't wait till like Adam plays like really shitty for like 3 weeks and they all just like attack us on Twitter. And like everyone always said that to me. Like I don't remember who, but someone on the team was like, they like you now, but like just be prepared. Like they're gonna turn on you at one point. I was like, okay, I'm prepared for it. But like that also like the whole like thing with Adam being like MAGA, like that's another thing where I'm just like, oh, I need to stop hearing about it. Like it's like not true. It's just not true. Like he was 16 years old and tweeted like Trump Tuesdays. Like that was like 7 years ago when you're saying he's a racist. Like it just doesn't go together.
I think people were more mad about, didn't he tweet something about like fuck the Canucks or something, because they were, because it was during the
yeah,
Stanley Cup.
Because they beat the Bruins. Like,
it was so good.
That, and then also, what is it? It's a Charlie McAvoy tweet that's, I hate the Bruins so much, which is
oh,
so
yeah,
funny.
McAvoy.
But, like, he also was told to delete it.
You pull up, like, tweets that are, like, 8 years old. Like, I just, like, how? You can't
my,
do that.
My high school tweets are so embarrassing.
That's
they're
why I, okay,
so bad.
When I saw them all coming after Adam, I deleted my original Twitter. I used to have, like, 4,000 followers on it, like, huge Twitter person, deleted it, because I was like, I probably tweeted awful stuff when I was a freshman in high school. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I, like, things were probably, could have been pulled up that just weren't what my true character is, you know? They probably weren't awful, but, like, things that people could have taken out of context and just like been like, okay, she's canceled.
The best is on
your Twitter.
The best is when Brock Besser's high school tweets come up, because I don't know him at all, but his high school tweets are like the most. It's like he sounds like such an emo kid. He'll be like, "I'm just so alone." Hashtag like Tuesday or something. And you're just like, Brock, you poor child. Or he'll be like, "Watched Gossip Girl for the fourth time." Oh my God, Brock.
So funny.
On my old Twitter, I got in a fight with Jesse James Decker because they were playing the 49ers, and I just tweeted, like, not even add it him or her. I just, who would watch that stupid show, reality show they had on E at the time? And it was literally because he scored a touchdown on my team. I was joking. And I guess she, like, name searched it.
Oh, my God. People who name search are crazy. Seth Jones's mom keeps, like, fighting people on Twitter. And it's like,
wait, what? Jesse James?
Seth Jones's mom. She keeps fighting people.
Like, fucking what? Oh God,
it's embarrassing.
Yeah, I made a new Twitter, and I think that people listen. Do you know what Adam said to me once? This is the perfect way to put it. He said, "I don't know what I don't know what a Democrat is or a Republicat is." Something like that. He was like, "I don't know the difference between a Democrat and a Republicat," and I was like. Yeah. See, if the people actually knew, like, that's how you, he is so, like, doesn't know politics. Like, he's so not informed, and it's not good, but at the same time, like, I hate that people think that he is just a racist and loves Trump, and do you know what I mean? Just pisses me off.
What they want from the tweets and spin it however they want.
It's ridiculous.
Well, it's also
the worst is, listen to this. The worst is people would say that he chose 88 because it was Hail Hitler, like H8.
That's classic.
Like, what the fuck? Like, how? I told that to my friends and they were like, Adam probably chose it because they look like snowmen, or like that was his reason behind it. Like, there is no, like, no, that's not it at all.
They look like snowmen.
Like, there is just
Twitter. The thing about Twitter is that, which I have learned over the time being on it, is like, things just snowball, and then it completely loses your own voice. So this happens, like, you'll make a joke, and to you and to the people who know you, it's so clearly you making a sarcastic joke.
Yes.
But then one person has to be like, take it literally. And then it's gone, and it's suddenly not your voice anymore. It's suddenly like a whole different thing. There's people like across the globe who are like, "Fuck this bitch!" Can't believe she said this. And you're like, "You guys,
that's also
don't even know me."
I have very like dark humor too, and like I just like think like messed up stuff is funny, but when they're like jokes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like I have to filter like everything I'm thinking. Like there's. Just even, like, funny stuff, I'm like, I can't put that out there. Like, wait, I have to see. Like, I have so many drafts of this TikTok that I think are so funny.
The other thing that I learned is, like, they call it, I think it's, like, rule something. But it's anything that you post, there will be someone who hates it. It doesn't matter what you post. It can be, I love love. And someone will be like, fuck you, love doesn't exist. I hate you. And you're like, what? How is this possible? But there's always someone. They just like to be contrarians.
Yeah.
Basically. Totally fair.
All right. Do I have any other questions? I'm off topic.
Our last question was pick a Spice Girl.
Have you seen Spice World? Because it's great.
I have, but like not since I was like 4 years old.
Okay. I used to like sit on like the elementary school bus and like talk about it with Katie That's Chamberlain I feel like all I the was- time.
Super little when I watch them. Like, I just remember, like, the bridge scene, and is that was a scene, right?
Yeah, there's aliens, like,
yeah, I don't know.
A lot of shit went down in that movie that's inexplicable.
I think I looked it up. Like, I think I'm, who would I like, or like,
who would you be?
Who's your favorite one as well? Favorite?
Okay, well, I just like Victoria Beckham and Jennifer.
You are such a Sam. You are such
is
a
that,
Sam.
Like, okay, that's what I like.
That's Sam. So yes. Funny.
Before we sign off, special shout out to this week's 31 Thought, Adam Gaudet.
Good. Okay, continue.
You can interact with us on Twitter at BroadcastPod or email us at BroadcastPod@gmail.com. We love chatting with you guys and we want to hear your feedback. So find us on those channels and you can find us all on Twitter and Instagram.
And you can find Michaela on TikTok.
Yes.
Yes, find us all on Twitter.
Love you know. It. You guys know what.
Yes. Bye.
Love you.
And that's one secret I'll never tell. XOXO, Gossip God.